are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining me this morning, Principal Ryan Noyes from the Buchanan Elementary School. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for stopping in. And we want to let people know there's a big project coming up. And you want to let people know what's happening, a little heads up on how things are going to work.
Sure. You know, first of all, I just want to thank our school board and our administrative team. We're getting an $8.3 million addition to Buchanan School, much needed addition. And, you know, it's going to provide a new gym, a new commons area, a new office area, a conference room, an additional classroom, renovations of our library, and then several intervention spaces throughout our building. And, you know, it's something that's been in the works for a long time. And we've, you know, through careful planning, we've been able to make that happen coming up this year. And it's a process that's starting this Friday. They're going to put up a construction fence around Buchanan School, and they'll get started. And then this project is expected to take 18 months to complete.
It's going to be quite the facelift from the sounds of it.
Yeah, you know, we're super excited to get, you know, a gym and a commons area similar to what Kennedy has, and to get some of the same space. You know, the goal has always been to have three elementary schools that are pretty equal in size, and this is going to do that for us.
Well, that is a great thing. And like you said, it's going to be an 18-month process. Is that, you know, of course, dependent upon the supply chain issues and things
right.
like that?
Yeah, we're hearing, you know, there's some things that might take a little bit of extra time to get some of the concrete panels and, you know, walls that they're standing up for the gym. But, you know, fingers crossed, maybe we'll get some of that stuff sooner than expected. I just know that to start, they're going to be working on footings and some of the plumbing and some of that work outside.
And, of course, with the fence going up and the construction going on, that's really going to alter some of the ways folks are able to bring the students to school.
Right. You know, that north part of the school is all going to be fenced off with construction fence. And again, that's happening this Friday. And so just for parents that might be listening, our junior kindergarten and third grade will continue to go in and out of the same doors. Our front doors to the building, they're going to have a small walkway for parents and kids to come out of that. And then that'll, you know, students will make their way down to the corner of Buchanan and Capitol. And then from there, it'll be up to parents how they want to, you know, where they want their kids to go to pick them up. Fourth and fifth grade are going to go in and out the gym and the backside of the school. We're going to have busing parked on the corner of Capitol and Buchanan Avenue, right on that hill there, so kids don't have to cross the street. They can come right out of the building and go right to the bus. And, yeah, that's kind of where we're at with this addition.
Yeah, pretty well thought out spots. And if folks have questions, I'm sure they can call and kind of get some clarification so that they're, you know, going the easiest route and the safest route for everybody.
Right. You know, and I had sent a map home to parents that gave them three alternate routes to the north of Buchanan and three alternate routes to the south. I know Captain Walls and the Peer Police Department is doing their best to get the word out to the parents as well. You know, and I would just remind parents that, you know, this is going to require all of us to have a little bit of extra patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the 18-month completion date, it's not like it's going to be, you know, started this year and be done. But we know that there's some growing pains with anything that comes great to our schools. And, you know, we'll make adjustments on the fly as we need to and try to keep parents as informed as possible.
Yeah, for a little bit of inconvenience, it's really going to be a great upgrade in addition and just a benefit to the school.
Right. Our teachers, our kids, everybody is so excited. Buchanan's buzzing with enthusiasm about this project.
I would imagine so. Now, if folks have questions, can they reach out to the office?
Yep, they can give us a call right at the school at Buchanan School, 773-7310, or they can email, whatever works best.
All right. Sounds good. And yeah, it sounds like a great, great thing for the school. Is there anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
I think that's about it. Like I said, just, you know, plan accordingly. Give yourself a little bit extra time. And, you know, if you see any issues or any concerns, let us know. We'll try to do our best to make sure that we keep kids safe. Obviously, that's the most important thing. And just looking forward to a great new addition to our school.
Yeah, that is going to be fantastic. So thank you for taking some time to drop in this morning and share that information with everybody.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. You have a great day. There's Principal Ryan Noyes from the Buchanan Elementary School, and the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you by the fine folks at VistaCare, Pierre VA Clinic, and May Adam.
VistaCare of Pierre has a demonstrated history of exemplary